Hi, I'm Corey Reynolds. Welcome to another edition of God News You Can Use. This is where you find some good news for a change. I know you can go find it on your own, but listen, it's so much fun to bring it to you. I love getting these sound bites together and, of course, getting you, you know, uplifted and feeling good about all the good things that are happening out there. It's very easy to get discouraged and down when you're watching the headlines and you're seeing things in the culture that just don't sit right with you, but you know that God has a plan in and around all of this. That's why it's called God News You Can Use. God is on the move, whether you're sleeping or you're working or you're distracted or going down a shopping aisle looking for the ketchup or whatever it could be in life. God is on the move and great things are happening out there, and we want to give him all the glory. That's what it's all about. So let's go ahead and jump into story number one out of Abilene, Texas. This is about a family who came together to do something pretty amazing, not only fostering kids, but giving them a forever home. Jake and Aaron are the parents we're talking about, and they say that they've been praying that sharing what God has done in their lives will lead to more foster kids being welcomed into loving homes. As a matter of fact, Aaron, who you're going to hear from in the soundbite here in just a minute, she started a ministry through her church about, you know, kids and families finding each other. And I love what she has to say at the end of this. Enjoy.
So we went just kind of overnight this last summer from a family of five to a family of eight, a family with three kids, a family of six kids.
And when they first walked through our door, this was just another foster placement. And so we had to just kind of break that to think, no, like, we want to keep you.
Once we got to know them really good, it was really awesome.
They've never been in a home that is healthy, that has, you know, good boundaries and good rules, and where forgiveness is a part of what we do, and great, we show grace, but we also have consequences and things like that.
I was privileged to become a part of a foster care ministry here in Abilene.
And she says, if they can do this,
we would have families waiting for kids rather than kids waiting for homes.
I love when she said that, because I had to replay the audio a couple of times over just to hear it again. It's so wonderful, and what a great inspiration to either contribute to a ministry, even if it's something you can't do, taking children into your home as a foster parent or adoption. Maybe you can contribute with your time, your money, your tithes, your offerings to some of those ministries out there that do such a great job with this. And I think that's why this story is so wonderful. It's got wonderful written all over it, bringing kids into your home and not letting them age out of the foster system. It breaks my heart when I hear about those stories, but we know that we serve an awesome, wonderful God. So let's get into God's word, because the story only gets better when we add God's word to it. Matthew 5:16. In the same way, let your light shine before others, that they may see your good deeds and glorify your Father in heaven. Amen. And that's what God News You Can Use is all about, because it's not just good news stories. We're giving God all the glory in each and every one. And that's why I wanted to start off this podcast with this amazing story, because I think it's highly inspirational. But aren't they all, as we head into story number two? So story number two today is all about football, whether you're a fan or not of Tom Brady. And I think most people at this point pretty much are a fan of his amazing abilities, both on and off the field. He is an amazing guy. So much talent, but huge heart. That's what we're talking about off the field. He just did something pretty amazing. But we're going to harken back to October 24th of 2021, when he happened to look up in the stands and he saw a sign that he could not ignore. It was from a child holding up a sign that said, "Tom Brady, help me beat brain cancer." That happened to be the sign written and held up by 10-year-old Noah, who did just that, beat brain cancer. And his story is not only amazing and wonderful, and we got to give God all the glory for this one, but the story doesn't end there, because something just happened for Noah and his family, courtesy of the one and only Tom Brady. Here it is for you.
Hey, Noah, what's up, man? Happy New Year. I know it's been a while. I hope you've been enjoying the season so far. We're grinding, getting ready to start the playoffs, but earlier, you held up that sign that I helped you beat brain cancer. Well, listen, your fight, you've inspired so many people, including myself, but millions of others also. And the NFL and the Bucks look forward to sending deserving fans to the Super Bowl each year, and fans that have incredible stories like the one you've had. So as a thank you, I worked with both the Bucks and the NFL to get you and your family Super Bowl tickets this year in LA. We certainly hope to be there, but I know you're going to be there. Glad to see you're doing well. Take care, man. And enjoy the tickets. Let's go.
So what do you say to Tom Brady in that phone?
Thank you so much.
You say, "Let's go Bucks!"
Let's go Bucks!
Let's go, Bucks. You don't even have to be a fan of the Tampa Bay Buccaneers to love this story. I say, let's go, Tom Brady. This is really a great story, and it's all heart. I love when athletes, especially ones that reach a certain level in their career, somebody like Tom Brady, who doesn't just go about his business and collect his paycheck and, you know, buy another house. And he gives, and he gives from the heart, and he gives back. And that's what's so wonderful about this particular story. I love it. And of course, children always near and dear to our hearts. So I think Noah is going to have a great time at the Super Bowl, no matter who's going. And wouldn't it be great if Tom Brady was there? It kind of would be, even though I have to tell you that deep down, I am an actual Seattle Seahawks fan. But then again, I like the Philadelphia Eagles. I like the Kansas City Chiefs. The list goes on. But either way, this is something we can all be a fan of. Let's get into God's Word to go with it today from James 1:12. Blessed is the man who remains steadfast under trial, for when he has stood the test, he will receive the crown of life, which God has promised to those who love him. We are to go through trials and tribulation and, of course, tests of our faith. And it happens at every turn, whether it's a health issue or maybe you're not sure what team you're going to next. I know that there's been a lot of testing also of Tom Brady's talent and could he still do it. But what 10-year-old Noah has been through is really a remarkable thing. And we know that God was in that for sure. So we give God all the glory for this miraculous recovery as we move on to story number 3. And this one comes out of New Jersey. And in the wake of all this winter weather of late, after all, that's what happens in winter. The snow comes and people get cold and the ponds freeze over and somebody inevitably tests the ice to see how far they can walk out. Well, in this particular case, a woman was out with her dogs walking them, and of course the dogs ran onto the lake thinking it was okay. I can see my dog doing this, no doubt about it. And then inevitably, here we go again, somebody tests the ice and goes out there to see if they can rescue their dogs. And on this particular day, this 37-year-old woman said, well, let me give it a go. I love my dogs. And of course, she fell through the ice. Well, what's amazing about this story is not only did emergency services come and rescue her, all those that were around that witnessed this, we're talking about a postman in the video, neighbors coming together, somebody grabbing a rope, others walking their dogs, all set out to rescue her. And of course, her dogs. By this time, the dogs had made it out. That's the good news. The dogs were okay. And inevitably, they got her out as well. But not before we got the audio caught on camera here. Here it is. Quite harrowing.
Get under the water, though. If you get to... Keep moving those arms. Yeah. All right,
keep swimming. We're good.
You got it.
Watch here.
Keep reaching.
That's it.
Hold tight. Don't let go.
I think that was my favorite part right there at the end of that audio clip where they're screaming, we got her, we got her. And you know, she came out of that lake or that pond rather a little bit cold, and they probably had to take her to the hospital to be checked out. But this was neighbor coming together with neighbor, a postman, somebody walking their dog, somebody grabbing a rope, somebody being there and not waiting just for the emergency services to show up, which they did inevitably. And that's actually where the audio came from. But this is how God made us, to do good and to share with others. As a matter of fact, our verse today, Hebrews 13:16 says, and do not forget to do good and to share with others, for which such sacrifices God is pleased. Amen and amen. I hope you enjoyed the stories today with God News You Can Use. Every Friday, a brand new podcast. And I'm always talking about 3 stories, just 3, grabbing them from the culture, from the headlines, what's been going on while you were sleeping, that sort of thing, and telling you that God is on the move, reminding you that He is ever present, ever near. He will never leave us. He will never forsake us. And there are signs, miracles, wonders, and good news happening. And that's why I love getting you God News You Can Use. Like, follow, share with your friends. Everybody needs good news. And God News You Can Use is the best kind. On Facebook, look for us there. Get caught up from the beginning if you missed the first 5 podcasts anytime at godnewsyoucannews.com. Thanks so much for listening. God bless, and I'll see you next Friday.